Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, last week we spoke with John Shinsky, the Shinsky Orphanage in Matamoros, Mexico. And I want to bring in our next guest, Alejandro Cartagena, and a Mexican photographer, actually Dominican-born Mexican photographer, with an exhibit that is going to open at Michigan State University's College of Law tomorrow. And he's also going to host a public lecture, Communication Arts and Sciences Building, tomorrow night. Hello, Alejandro. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Well, just fine. Your exhibit is on the urbanization of Mexico, and yes. The exhibit is titled Suburbia Mexicana, Cause and Effect. What is the greatest influence here for the United States and for people in the state of Michigan?
Well, the body of work is, it's called Suburbia Mexicana, but it's basically I centered the work in northeastern Mexico, which is the Monterrey metro area,
right,
just south of Texas. And for that body of work, I was researching this new, well, it's not actually new, but this housing boom that started back in 2001 with the change of political party in Mexico. And apart from just doing direct documenting of how this boom was actually interrupting the landscape, the body of work that you'll see at the exhibition really talks about some of the causes and effects of that suburban sprawl.
Alejandro, where are you based?
I live in Monterrey.
Okay, yes. So this is home to you.
Yes, definitely.
All right. What is the biggest thing that you would guess people in the state of Michigan would not understand about northeast Mexico?
From the exhibition, I don't know if there's something that you wouldn't understand. It's actually talking to Howard today about the similarities of this housing boom. It's practically a deja vu to the American suburb sprawl that happened after World War II, mm-hmm, only in a smaller housing and more repetition looking like suburbs.
I have a good friend who has been involved in the construction of an orphanage,
okay,
in Matamoros, Mexico, just across the river,
yeah,
from Brownsville, Texas. And as I have talked to more and more people about this, they either love the project and wish they could go down and work there,
mm-hmm,
or they have some stereotypes of this area that are unshakable. They think that the words that come to mind are crime, mm-hmm, drugs, poverty, and illegal immigration.
Yes. I can say that the drugs and the drug war, that's definitely happening. There is poverty. There is illegal immigration, but I don't think the roots actually go through there. But what is actually really affecting us in all northern Mexico is mainly the drug war right now.
Mm-hmm.
Monterrey, the American government ordered the consulate's family to actually evacuate Monterrey because it is the police can't guarantee safety for them anymore. So it is all northern Mexico is pretty taking a beating with this situation.
In your exhibit, while you were putting this together, did you feel threatened, very concerned about your safety at any point?
Not that much. I started back in 2006, the project, and towards 2008, I started to work with an assistant traveling with me to take the pictures, just to feel a little bit safer in a way. But I finished in 2009, and actually just mid-2009, it has been like the worst time till now. So I was lucky to finish the project right before this really, really tough situation is on its way.
Mexican photographer Alejandro Cartagena is going to be presenting his exhibit, Suburbia Mexicana, Cause and Effect. It's an interesting title. Opening at 4 p.m. tomorrow at Michigan State University College of Law. I was just over there last Thursday. I'm trying to figure out where this exhibit's going to be in that building.
It's on the third or fourth floor. I can't remember, but okay. It's one or the other.
All right, it's not strewn throughout the law library, right?
And it's not in the library.
Okay.
It's across the hallway and then through the main area of the floor.
All right, your public lecture, that is 7 o'clock tomorrow in Studio D, the ComArts building.
Yes.
Just off of Wilson Road. And what are you going to be speaking on?
The lecture is called Culture and Landscape. And the idea is to present a little bit of the influences behind my work, where it comes from, where it feeds from the history of photography and history of urbanism, and how it's all interrelated in the body of work I'm presenting here at MSU.
All right. How many of these kinds of presentations do you give?
I do a bit. I was just in June. I was up in Portland, showing the same exhibition in Portland, and I teach at university in Monterey. So I do get invited to give a couple of lectures about this this project. So not too often, but I do it.
All right. I am the editor of a magazine here in mid-Michigan called Sport Magazine. I'm sure you're not familiar with it. But in terms of people who love to take photographs, who consider themselves somewhat talented at it, what is the trick? What is the key thing to having a stunning photograph or the kind of photograph that is going to grab people's attention that might someday even be exhibited?
Wow, that's a really hard question, but
that's why I'm asking you.
I can maybe start with first of all, be passionate about what you're photographing. That that will definitely get you to see things that maybe other people are not seeing in the same place, the same subject that you're photographing. And then the other thing is to really keep in mind that when you're fascinated with something, doesn't mean it's going to make a great photograph. You really have to think how you can translate that fascinating image through your eyes, but to put it down in a rectangular form. So try to be conscious about that translation and detach yourself from that passion you have for the subject. You know,
is it possible to take a great photograph if you really don't care?
Yeah, of course. There's
you'd be in the right place at the right time, and
yeah,
someone on fire can run down the street towards you, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the magics of photography, that it can make masterpieces without you even knowing.
What's the photograph that you want to take? What's the one that you wake up saying, someday I'm going to get that picture?
Oh, my goodness. I think I don't have that photograph. What I wake up every day thinking is, I want to keep taking pictures. You know, it doesn't matter what it is, but it's something that really excites me, and that's how I wake up every day.
Alejandro, we look forward to your exhibit over at the Michigan State University College of Law, and again, your public lecture tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Studio D of the Comm Arts Building on campus.
Perfect.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
All right. Alejandro Cartagena and his exhibit, Suburbia Mexicana, Cause and Effect, coming to Michigan State University tomorrow. We're going to be joined in just a moment by our good friend, Terry Shaver. And she is one of the greatest photographers I know. I know because she took my picture for Sport Magazine and made me look presentable. So she has a program, Be Bold, Feel Beautiful, that deals with cancer patients and is one of the real feel-good stories in our community. We'll be right back with Terry coming up next on Ebling & You.